The subject of this lecture is today's clash of empires. The biggest crisis in the world today is the war in Ukraine. Now let's get down to business about what the war in Ukraine is about and what it is not about. First, we have a lot of sympathy with the Ukrainian people. We have friends in Ukraine. And we do support the idea of the West giving military aid to Ukraine so it can remain independent. We do support that. But we need to understand what the big picture is here. The big picture is the increasingly out of control structure of American imperialism. America is backing Ukraine not because it wants to help Ukraine. It wants to use the Ukrainian people as cannon fodder to weaken Russia. That is what the point is here. And there are disturbing news reports that America and England have sabotaged peace talks that were set up between Russia and Ukraine. We cannot verify these reports, but they are troubling. But they are compatible with the big picture here. There are very evil people at the center of the American empire who are total megalomaniacs. They are carrying the delusions of Franklin Roosevelt and Henry Luce to the realm of total madness of America dominating everybody. That's an issue. And it goes back to this delusional neoconservative plan at the end of the 20th century, the plan for global American domination, promoted by people such as Bob Coggan, the wife of Victoria Nuland, who helped create the crisis in Ukraine in 2014 and is back at the State Department today. Now, America isn't just interested in being involved in one world war with a nuclear superpower. It is involved in being two world wars because there is a huge campaign inside the American imperial intellectual elite to try to knock out China as well as Russia as a world power. America, starting with Trump, has been involved in an economic war against China. It's very important to understand sanctions are acts of war. They're acts of war. And this is all very dangerous because we live in an intertwined world economy. So let's look at where these people want to take this whole situation. What America wants to do, and imperialist forces in Europe, though a good part of Europe has just been dragged into this mess and stupidly is going along with it, even though it is not in the interest of countries such as Germany. But the point, the theory here is that they can knock out Russia as a military power. This is a very dangerous assumption, because the Russians might decide they don't want to get knocked out and might use nuclear weapons. That is highly likely. There is also the very strong possibility there will be an accidental Chernobyl with the nuclear power plants in Ukraine. All you need is a couple of stray shells to create that. There is also the question of bringing down the entire world economy, because the American economy is in very shaky shape. It's an upside-down pyramid of junk debt. It can't even provide health insurance for its own people. It loses $1 trillion a year in world trade, and so on and so on and so forth. So this is a very dangerous situation. What is needed is a ceasefire in Ukraine. That's very important. And what is also needed is a ceasefire in the economic war against China. Out of this, the world must come together and try to deal with issues that threaten human survival, such as the global environmental crisis, Furthermore, the world economy does not work without certain minimum levels of cooperation. So this is part of the big picture.